Moby Dick, 13 Replies. 1. The old man, as bearded as a castaway, read all of it aloud to her in the evenings. They sat in the quiet kitchen. He cradled the book in his left and declaimed, his right becoming. This is the ancient word. 2. The librarian knew what the hunt left unsaid. All the seacoast languages name him who makes the ocean shine after his passing for men to follow, who dream of killing him for oil and kings, and to claim his pain for heroic songs and drunken boasts in alehouses, and carry home jawbones, stripped and bleached, to set up among flowers and gardens. 3. Ahab talks shark and studied with cannibals. He conspires to war on whales. 1. He shoulders a name that calls forth dogs that lick blood from stones, and feigns to toil for a God-fearer who sits upright upon a chair made of ivory within a tent held up by bones. 4. Suppose the turning capstan raises no anchor. Instead, Nantucket brothers break the waves, gifts from whales to Ahab. We return your dead reborn, restored. Set down your lance. Let these agonies end. Even haunted Lazarus found the world redeemed was worthy. 5. He never sleeps a righteous sleep, but uses night to twist, to tighten every hawser that anchors home his harbored violence. Ahab's eyes betray his will, and will fire like desert sun at height of day at anyone who bars his way to the one he trails. He turns upon the deck and turns, and sweeps the seas where nothing moves but birds and dolphins, and the one unseen enshrined inside his gaze. 6. On the masthead, the radiant arc of the planet beckons, thrumming with lives. Before air convulsed in networks and words, his entranced emptiness was a solitude beyond our knowing. Ishmael looks down as if in flight at these furrows of white atop the Pacific. One storm, a cracked keel, something unreal, one glance away from gone. He glides through the silences into the reach of the waves and the sound of wind in the rigging. Perhaps he dreams of a place out of place, as we often do in space and light. He thinks of horses in high grass pausing to look at him, and he breathes his relief under their gaze. 7. Under one lamp, pitching shadows like a pendulum blade, Ahab aches alone over maps of universal seas, one of others of the American creed that follows demons of their devising and asks, where will he rise so that I be made whole? 8. Cape Horn waves fall on silent watchmen swaying in bowlines amidships. But Ahab sleeps clenched to his cabin chair, braced up straight, head reared back, Starbuck's unnerved gaze upon him. 9. In its killing, so much blood pours from its wounds, the rowers' faces glow red in reflection of the sea. Spouting blood cakes their beards. The killer in men has worn itself out in me. 10. Gabriel of the Jeroboam, master of plagues, mad herald of prophecies, carves with his words the malleable fears of men. 11. Scraps of whale feed the fire that melts its flesh. In the stench, smoke-oiled wild men chop hundredweight strips dripping blood. 12. Had he killed it and lived, bathed in its oil, hoisted its head for a sermon, would anywhere again ever have been home? Or would he have crumpled on the Nantucket beach, a husk turned to powder, the dark hole of his hatred, all that had kept him in life? 13. The harpoon wrenches loose, swinging, a whirligig gone havoc. 14.